Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is November 7th, 2014. I had to stop and check the date. I'm a little bit off on the dates lately, writing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I am already writing 2015. Go figure. I actually started that back in January. Instead of heading back to 2013, I just moved 2014 all the way up to 2015, and I tell you, it actually feels like this year has been a blur, at least for me. I can't believe it is the holiday season approaching. I celebrate Thanksgiving. It's definitely coming up. Christmas is right around the corner. I love to celebrate Christmas. I love all the celebrations around this time. I'm really one of those people that believes that we need to let people have their freedoms and find that connection for themselves. I don't think we need to force them into a mold. So whatever it is that you're approaching during this time between now and mid to late January, I wish you the best in your celebrations of it and hope that it brings you whatever it is that you are looking for. So normally I have a co-host with me, J.R. Adams. He is preparing for his ordination. He has worked long and hard to become a Science of Mind minister. And he is going to be officially ordained tomorrow, and he had quite a few things he needed to do today. So I'm going to be doing this solo. Please bear with me, which means we'll most likely definitely move into a meditation at some point, because I can talk for a long time, but unless some channeled information comes through, it's always better for me to kind of sit in that place and do a meditation for you and let that flow. It makes for a much better show. Okay, so we chose the topic of gratitude today to talk about, and I just have to share this brief thing that happened this morning. Of course, you know, when I talked with JR and he was like, "Ah, I've got so much stuff going on," and I looked at my things and I was like, yeah, you know, definitely, you know, I'm feeling a little busy, I'm feeling a little pressured, I haven't had any downtime, I'm not prepared. And, I said, yeah, we'll just kind of reschedule the show. And then I looked at our commitment and I thought, you know what, we were going to be here. We wanted to get back on to the air. We wanted the Honoring Hour to be back out here for people. We've had some people asking about it, people missing it. Some of the people that have been on the show, we invited to present their information on the show, have been contacting me. So I've had lots of signs from Spirit to just say, sweetheart, you need to get on that horse, so let's go do it. So I decided I was going to get on here today and do that. And this morning early, I had to get up and go out, my husband and I did, and we had to return something at Walmart. And I always like, if I have to do anything in Walmart, to do it really early in the morning because there's nobody there. And this morning, we walked in there and we went over to return these items that we had gotten that were not going to work for us. And there was a woman in front of us being escorted by a gentleman, which turned out to be a manager of our local Walmart. And he was explaining to her the return policy, and she was insisting to him that that policy had not been in place before. It kind of went back and forth. She was super upset. She was returning some makeup. Part of me just wanted to go over and say, lady, I will gladly give you some money. I mean, it was clearly upsetting her day that she could not get these items returned without a receipt or without any additional information that they needed. And so as she was walking away, you know, the gentleman had been really nice dealing with her, and but he had been very matter of fact. I mean, like he had just stated their policy, but he had done it in such a courteous way that I was thinking, you know, I was watching her going, I can do that. I can like get that really indignant and just be so lost in that space that my day just, and I just want to take it out on other people. I'm being vulnerable here and telling you my deep dark secret, but So I was watching her, and as she started to walk away, someone said to her, the manager, I think, said to her, you know, sorry we weren't able to help you. Have a good day. And she turned around and blatantly said, I will not have a good day. And that was it. I just lost it. I had to start cracking up because I was thinking, wow, you know, but by the grace of God, I have those days. Thank God today was not one of them. And thank God I really don't have them very often anymore, truthfully, because I thought, whoa, this lady is so willing to give up a great day, or you know, what could be a great day, because she couldn't return a couple of items of makeup. And I was just like, you know, where is that with her? I just, you know, sent blessings after her and wished her the best. And I do hope that her day turned out better. I do hope that it did not continue to go downhill for like she was having there. I hope when she walked out of Walmart, it just, the sun shone on her and she was blessed by something that just, that shifted her significantly. So I got to relate to that quite a bit, and it made me even more appreciative of the fact that I joined about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I joined a new moon group, and we are holding ourselves accountable to our new moon intentions by doing gratitude, because we had discussed that gratitude was the way that we were going to be able to help shift our lives and our perspectives. And I've certainly used that before. I'd kind of fallen off the wagon with it before. Falling off does not help me at all. I do find that I'm there. And I will say that there have been days where I've gotten up in the morning and I've, you know, been overwhelmed or something didn't go my way and I haven't wanted to sit down and do my gratitude. And I'm the one that pays for it. So we have one member of the group that is just so diligent. I'm so grateful to her. Her name is Beverly. She's consistently on there. She's consistently putting gratitude stuff, and she's consistently showing her vulnerability. So I feel obligated, thankfully, to the group, because she's such a great leader in it, that I need to get on there and do stuff. And I will say that there have been times I've gotten on there and I've been sarcastic with it. You know, I'm grateful for blah, 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 you know, things that aren't really happening because I wanted it to shift. And truthfully, it does shift somewhat, but when I can just be genuine and just look around at the things I really am grateful for, you know, I've got so much to be appreciative of and thankful for and grateful for, it really does shift my attitude a whole lot more. And that's what we wanted to talk a little bit about today, was the attitude of gratitude. So I did a search just to see, you know, like what's out there from the last time I looked. And I found this place, greatergood.berkeley.edu, and they are doing a study on gratitude. And Robert Emmons, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. We are in no way affiliated with them, nor they with us. This is strictly a Google search. You can all do it. He is, they say, perhaps the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude. And I can tell you that after this search, I'm going to be learning a lot more about him and what he does. He wrote an essay called Why Gratitude is Good. And he says, first, it affirms, it's an affirmation of goodness. And it says that it lets us know that there are good things in the world, that there are gifts and benefits that we've received. And you know, I don't know anybody that doesn't like to get something. Even if you don't tangibly like to receive, you know, that gift, you know, you're uncomfortable accepting appreciation or a compliment or, you know, just a gift in general, the fact that it's there and that somebody's recognized you, you know, somebody's taken care of you and somebody's got looking out for you, that is a good feeling. I know my energetic thing is that, you know, I have had to put myself out, and that's one of my fears, is putting myself out in the world. It's some past life stuff, and you don't have to buy into anything we talk about, too. Let me just take a sidebar right here. On the Honoring Hour, this is about offering you guys tools, sharing information. So if you don't buy into reincarnation, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater on these shows, because we want to appreciate, and we do make every effort to appreciate and learn more about any types of beliefs. So I believe that a lot of my fear in putting myself out there has been some past life stuff coupled with, you know, reinforced experiences of this lifetime. So my thing is that I, if you've ever met me, I'm pretty tiny. Only in the past couple years do I actually get to like a normal human size, weight, you know, and I'm still on the low end with that. Actually, I'm probably pretty good now with my body weight, but I would just disappear, like, weight-wise. And I was not anorexic because I was always concerned and worried about that, and I wasn't bulimic. I've had people come up, strangers come up and ask me those questions. But it was just an emotional thing. I would just start disappearing through weight. So even then, I could appreciate that someone was looking out for me. It actually felt protective to me. So I think gratitude offers us some form of validation that there's some worth in there. And he, you know, Robert Emmons goes on to say that the second part of gratitude, we recognize that the sources of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that other people or even higher powers, if your spiritual mindset, give us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve the goodness in our lives. And I think that's why it's so important for us to have someone, even if it's a one someone. It can be several someones or it can be many someones, but that we really have someone that can just be present, whether they're, you know, on an intimate level or just a super, you know, just like a passing by level. We need someone present to us at some point or another. So he says he sees gratitude as a relationship strengthening emotion. And I can understand that because it requires us to see how we've been supported and affirmed by other people. So it is a tool to help us build relationships. So I just want to say this out there. I've been working with some individuals in my day job. I work in the mental health field, and this time of year is really strenuous for a lot of people with some mental health challenges, but I'm finding that this time frame, specifically on the planet with everything changing, that people that are just lost within themselves are even more so now. And a recurring theme with these people that don't even know each other is isolation and loneliness, just feeling like they've got nobody. And then some of the times in the people that they do have are so abusive. So I'm going to suggest, if you are somebody out there and you are one of the people that are, you know, entering a little bit of depression, or you're feeling isolated or alone, or, you know, maybe you've got a really good life and just you have some off days, that on those days you start showing gratitude, appreciation. If you're out in public, just start noticing other people. Oh, I really like that top. It's okay for you to walk by a stranger and say, cool shoes. You know, I mean, acknowledge them. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of different ways to have gratitude and acknowledgement that can just help you shift and move. So I'm going to suggest that you try that as we approach this holiday season, specifically if you are feeling isolated and alone. Please, please practice a little bit of gratitude in many different forms, because I think it will help you shift. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more as I get into some more of this Eamon stuff. George Simmel has called gratitude the moral memory of mankind, because it kind of puts us in a position of wanting to pay it forward or appreciate or repay those, you know, those who have helped us directly or to help other people. So Robert Emmons talks about why we need to practice gratitude or some of the benefits of this, and I'm just going to buzz through a couple of these. And it says, gratitude brings us happiness, and there's a lot of research out there that are showing that it does. It increases our happiness. It increases our satisfaction with life. It boosts feelings of optimism, joy, pleasure, enthusiasm, and other positive emotions. It's impossible to have a good positive emotion, be in gratitude, and be cynical and isolated and lonely at the same time, because in that moment it connects us with that essence of our soul, that who we are, that piece of us that's never alone. And again, even from a scientific point, if you're not buying into that spiritual mindset and you want to look at this from a scientific base, gratitude awakens each of the cells within us. And this is definitely not Robert Emmon stuff. This is just information coming through for me at this time. Each of our cells is awakened and just comes alive when we practice gratitude. And it connects us. It shows us that we're not here. So if there's nobody else in your life at this moment and you start practicing gratitude, you're going to feel some type of tingling, some type of response in your body that's going to let you not feel like there's no one. So let's give that a go if you're out there and need to practice this. Eamon says, on the flip side, gratitude also reduces anxiety and depression. Why? Because it doesn't make us feel stressed or alone, and it's energizing us, and it's that source, you know, it connects us with that source or that scientific reignite with our body. It's putting us back in our body. Essentially, it's a really good way to become embodied. So loving that idea. Grateful people sleep better. Lord have mercy. I don't know anybody that doesn't like a good night's sleep. or even a, you know, I know some people can't nap and they're not nappers, but, you know, who doesn't feel better after a good night's sleep? Whether you're a kind of person that doesn't need a lot of sleep or you're a kind of person that needs 12 hours of sleep, it's much better to have a good night's sleep than to sleep like a poop that night. So it says, if you want to sleep more soundly, count blessings, not sheep. I definitely agree with that. I don't know the last time I counted sheep. I definitely go to bed counting my blessings. Gratitude makes us more resilient. It has been found to help people recover from traumatic events, including Vietnam War veterans with PTSD. Okay, this is pretty significant because these guys are from Berkeley, and they are actually doing some studies. And my dad was a Vietnam vet. In hindsight, we are pretty sure he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. Either that or he completely lost his mind. The man was just, I mean, he was a great person, but when he came back from the Vietnam War, he was an extremely different individual, and we never knew who we were going to get, you know, because anything could trigger some of that stuff that was going on. They really went through a lot of horrors. Gratitude promotes forgiveness, even between ex-spouses after divorce. And I want to say that, you know, any type of relationship, it doesn't necessarily have to be a marital relationship. It can be a work relationship. It can be, you know, the same couple of people that travel the subway with you that you don't even really know. You know, just send some gratitude out there. Gratitude makes us pay it forward. Grateful people are more helpful, altruistic, and compassionate. Gratitude makes, I was getting ready to read that. Gratitude is good for kids. When 10 to 19-year-olds practice gratitude, they report greater life satisfaction and more positive emotion, and they feel more connected to their community. We really, and you know, I mean, the buzz, you know, phrase has been, you know, all is one, you know, connecting to all this kind of stuff that we need to do. There's so much segregation and fight, and we just had the, you know, some elections in our area all over the United States, and it was Republican versus Democrats, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know, come on, people, we are one nation. Whether you believe we are one nation under God or we are just one nation, we are one nation, and even beyond that, we are one world. We are people. We are all part of the human race. Let's get on board. Gratitude is good for schools. Studies suggest it makes students feel better about their school. It also makes teachers feel more satisfied and accomplished and less emotionally exhausted. I don't know a teacher out there that doesn't need a little bit of support. So, you know, let's offer some love and gratitude to our teachers, and let's teach them to learn some gratitude as well. So a couple of ways to cultivate gratitude: keep a gratitude journal, write a letter to someone, expressing gratitude, savor the good in your life. Definitely talk about good. Focus on intentions when you receive a gift or when something good happens to you in general. Consider how someone tried on purpose to bring that goodness into your life. Teach gratitude to children. They've got a link on this Greater Good website for a gratitude curriculum for kids. I'm going to suggest if you work with kids or you know somebody work with kids, you kind of look that. They also have recognized the positive, which I think is similar to what they said before. But Christine Carter, who, by the way, has a pretty good article on here about struggling her way into gratitude, she said she tried it for 6 weeks. It kind of improved stuff, but she also felt that she was one of those people that were balanced. She needed to express some negative emotion every now and then. So learn a little bit more about yourself with that. But she said that she asked her daughters about 3 good things that happened to them each day so that they learn to express some good stuff. So often we're just like, oh, how was school? Direct it a little bit more. Ask them about good things. And then they say get metaphysical. Research suggests that thinking hard about your own mortality. So here we're not even really talking about metaphysical from like a spiritual perspective, but thinking about your own mortality makes us more grateful for life. Another study found that praying more often increases gratitude. He's got a lot of stuff on there. There's a gratitude quiz. I'm going to suggest you give this a shot. It's greatergood.berkeley.edu. It's under the topic of gratitude, and the page that I'm specifically looking at is definition. So I wish that I had had an opportunity. I didn't think about it until too late. I was not able to acquire permission from Karen Drucker. Karen Drucker is a songwriter and singer. She is She has music and message to heal, inspire, and empower. Her website is KarenDrucker.com. Again, she's not affiliated with the Honoring Hour in any way. I just like her stuff. She has a song called I Am Grateful, and I'm going to suggest that if you are able, that you go on her website and you download that and you kind of take a listen, because if nothing else and you start playing that in your car or on your iPod or whatever it is that you have, I think it's going to help significantly. It's just going to be a really good thing. There's also a website called Authentic Happiness. If you want to check that out, that might have some information for you that would be good for you to share. And I think that you should give that a go. Anything that can kind of help you move into that attitude of gratitude. One of the things that Eamon did say that I do want to just kind of mention specifically is that gratitude allows us to celebrate the present. And if you've ever read The Power of Now, or you've really done any type of study on you know, the metaphysical world, that spiritual world, they really want you to focus on now. Power is here, definitely here in the now moment. So that's what we really need to kind of look at, and that's the moment we can control. We can't control the past because it's gone. We can't control the future because it hasn't gotten here yet. We can kind of lead and direct us into an area, but now is when we really have the most control. Personally, one of the things that I do as well is I use a little bit of essential oil, and I'm not an essential oils expert. For those of you that have not used essential oils, don't take them internally. But if you go to soulhealth.com, that's www.soulehealth.com, there is a great set of essential oils developed by someone who really is in the know. And this company is all about balancing, you know, mental health and our emotional body with our physical body. So that's one of the reasons I love this. They've got four oils that are blends. So, you know, you've kind of got everything wrapped up into one. It's a really good place to start if you don't know anything about it. That's a great place to start. If you are going to order anything, they've got $25 off cards. So make sure that you are you know, for a $75 order or more. So make sure that you're kind of going and connecting there and reaching out for that as well. So just give it a try. Essential oils are something that can kind of help shift you quickly because of the way that it has that, it goes directly into the brain to start shifting the energy in your body. So I think I'd like to close out with the meditation. I apologize if I started talking a little bit fast too. I got a little excited with all this information that we had. I'm going to use some music by Bob Macko. He was on our show a couple years ago. You can kind of go back in there and look at that. He is a wonderful musician, and he has an album called Elysium. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. And I chose the music Eros to have a meditation with for him. So the music actually goes a little bit longer than what we've got on air here on the show. So this will continue to record. If you're listening live and you want to continue the meditation, please do go back and listen to it in the archives. And I'm looking forward to seeing or chatting with you guys, being here, and JR will be back on next Friday. Not sure what the topic will be, but I'm sure it's going to be fun. Okay, so with our meditation, let's just take a nice deep breath. Please don't do this while driving or operating heavy machinery. Take a deep breath. If you have trouble meditating and staying focused, please sit up in a chair with your feet on the floor. It'll help keep you awake. Hands, palms down to help you stay grounded. Start taking deep breaths. All the way into your diaphragm. And on every in-breath, affirm that your soul is fully and completely filling your body. And on every out-breath, every cell in your body is open and receptive to the presence of your soul. Just place your attention on your breath. And as your soul is fully and completely in every cell of your body, and as it extends out into your energy field, allow it to go all the way down into the center of the earth, where the earth's energy is radiant and pure. And if you are feeling called, allow yourself to connect with that area of the New Earth grid that is rightfully your space to be connected with. I'm going to humbly ask that we connect with the highest aspect of the Earth's soul, so that we can create and manifest here on the planet. Co-create in harmony with that of the Earth's needs as well as our own. And as we have done that, call forward the vibration of gratitude. If you're not a practiced meditator, it's okay. All you have to do is set the intention to have this done and allow it to happen. And allow this vibration of gratitude to flow down through your body. You may feel it as a nice, warm, tingling sensation. It may show up to you as an energetic pulse. However it shows up to you, allow that to be. And this vibration of gratitude also joins you in grounding with the Earth's pure energy and connecting with the Earth's soul. And if you are connected to that aspect of the grid, allow your body to recognize and familiarize itself with this vibration. Feel within you all those wonderful blessings in your life that you have gratitude for, or that you can be grateful for. Allow things and visions to just start popping into you. A counting of your blessings, if you may. And if for any reason you're struggling with this, then ask the vibration of gratitude and the highest aspect of your soul to begin to present images to you, to help you understand and find things to shift your life into one of gratitude. With your permission, this can happen. Just allow this experience to unfold. And imagine it radiating out into the energy field around you. And into those people that are most connected with you. This wonderful energy and flow continues to move through you. And it connects with these people that you are connected to on a regular basis. Compliment to who you are, not a foreign energy, not something that puts you out, but a long lost friend that makes you feel safe and worthy and ready to serve and ready to be served. You get to receive too. That's the beauty of gratitude. And set your tips as you go up about your day, your week, your month, your year, and even your life. Magnified within you. You feel feel the beauty and joy that comes more and more from them. Your life is rewarded and blessed tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold by your vibration. By your willingness to live, by your willingness to share this vibration of gratitude. Gratitude, like the more to give, the more there is to give. The more you give, and you do allow yourself to receive, because without receiving, you cannot give. Constant giving is not altruism, and you find this balance through the separation. And allow yourself to bring your awareness back into the room. Feel your body become fully and completely alert and aware. Continue to carry with you that full integration of your soul in every cell, and allow yourself to carry also that integration of gratitude. And you may want to wiggle around to kind of get it in your body. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Honoring Hour. We're looking forward to talking with you next week.